Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Well, it's May, and in college football, that means there's a lot of numbers out there. Recruiting-wise, how did this team do? How did this team do? I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary. How did we do? I think we're doing okay so far, 2 weeks in.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is just so much fun, man. I am loving it. And yeah, I think we're doing just fine, man. But we're not the judges.
No, we're not. Live from the Allo Communications Studios, joining us on the hotline, it is Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I mean, if I can chime in on the rankings there, you know, Brian's doing good. Tanner, we appreciate your effort.
God bless you, Kevin. You know, not many
people. Why do I line this interview up?
It's because you need to hear these things, Tanner. Kevin, thank you. I appreciate that, and we'll work on getting Tanner up to snuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to give the kid a try, see what he can do. But
God. Is this because I said soccer's the most boring sport out there? Is this where this hate and vitriol is coming from?
Tanner, I just have to keep you on your toes. You know, the listeners would get concerned if you and I were just all friendly all the time.
Yeah, that's a strong point.
Kevin and I, really, I want the listeners. I would consider us really good friends. I don't know if he would, based on what he's saying. Probably not. But we're developing this beef over different takes that I've had, and it's just kind of flowing over. I don't think we've resolved it yet, but we'll get there, Kevin. At least I'm confident in that.
I'm calling for a steel cage match. I want to see you two throw down.
Kevin, you did a story in the Coloradoan about the CSU recruiting rankings. Where did Jay Norvell come out at?
Yeah, so, you know, that class, his first class, is basically put together. They still have a little bit of tinkering they can do, but for the most part, it's put together. They just landed about a week ago DeAndre Gill, a former UCLA commit, flipped to CSU. He's a sort of a defensive end, and so he is kind of the final big recruit. So yeah, CSU is third in the recruiting rankings in the Mountain West, which is a pretty good spot to be, especially you consider Jay Norvell was hired like I think it was 11 days maybe before the first signing day in December, so not much time to work. So it's one of those, you know, recruiting rankings are interesting. I think, you know, individually each player, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. You know, the CSU example everyone at the school always uses is Weston Richburg was a two-star, and, you know, he went on to have like an eight-year NFL career. But collectively, if you look across, you know, if you go pull up rankings from every conference, the teams at the top are going to be the teams that pretty much are winning those leagues and win a bunch of games. So it does matter some, kind of like I put in the piece, you can find some hidden gems. You know, a couple guys of class that maybe aren't, you know, highly touted recruits, but you can't have a class full of them. Generally, you're going to have some guys that other schools also think are good. You know, it's one of those, if you think you're smarter than everyone else on every single kid you're recruiting, you're probably wrong.
I have a question that I'm curious, because sometimes I'm the dummy in the room, and I'm okay with that, Kevin, but I'm wondering, as you talk about recruiting classes and being ranked and so forth, when you figure out the, you know, a grade for recruiting for a school, does that now include people who have been brought over through the transfer portal as well, or is it just new prospects?
Yeah, so there's kind of a couple different types of ranking, I guess, if you will, or different levels. So yeah, I kind of broke it down mostly by the high school, just because that's a little more defined, whereas the transfers, yeah, it's sort of a different world. But kind of, if you include everyone, most sites have CSU as third in the Mountain West as well, if you include transfers. But it is a little different, you know, because you get, you know, you can have a guy that was a low ranked recruit out of high school, but then after 2 years of being a star in college would be a whole different level guy. So yeah, all the transfers definitely make things a little different, and certainly CSU was transfer heavy in this class. So it does alter things, although, like I say, most of the rankings actually comes out pretty comparable, whether you're looking at just high school or just transfer. But that is a sort of a whole different level of, I guess, analysis when it's guys that are, you know, going college to college.
What about the difference on the sides of the ball? Did the offensive recruiting class come out higher than defense?
So what was interesting, they have a little more on that side, but of CSU's top five, best-ranked recruits in this class out of high school, three of them are defensive players, which I think most people probably don't realize because, like you say, obviously the air raid is sort of the attraction and the thing everyone's talking about, but CSU landed some very high-ranked defensive players in this class. So I think that, again, this is an early snapshot. One class, doesn't teach you a full lesson, but it gives you a little glimpse at what could come with Jay Norvell. So the fact that they landed several really, highly touted defensive players, I think has to be a good sign.
I don't know that we've been more excited for a season coming up that we are this year for a long time. The change in the coaching staff, but just the change in the attitude, and even as fans talk about it, you hear a different energy in every vibe that you get from people discussing the CSU Rams.
Yeah, you're spot on. I was thinking about that the other day. I mean, the last couple of years, it's been pretty drab. Last year, I think some people had maybe been able to talk themselves into, if this and this and this go right, we could win 7 or 8 games. I think even most of those people, maybe subconsciously, kind of knew that wasn't realistic. The 2 or 3 years before that, everyone knew things were not great. Really, it's been, 2017 was the last season that had a lot of energy, and part of that was just because the stadium was opening. It's been a while, I think, since people have been excited for a season. And it's funny because I don't think anyone expects this team to go win 10 games or anything, but just the direction it seems to be going, I think, has people excited. And all they really want to see this season, I think, is just some tangible signs of growth, knowing that, if they keep moving this direction, it could get really good.
Well, more than 2 or 3 wins and a coach that is willing to talk to the media, I think, would have been a complete win for CSU. And they got that with Jay Norvell. Kevin, let's switch gears here. I know you're also following along with the high school playoffs as they wrap up, this spring season. What's going on in Fort Collins? What are a couple teams to watch as, soccer and baseball get underway for playoffs?
Yeah, soccer-wise, Alex should be out in Windsor tonight. The Windsor girls soccer team, number one in 4A, they're in the quarters. And they got kind of a fortunate draw, if you will. 24-seed Air Academy has pulled some upsets, and they'll play Windsor tonight. So Windsor hasn't lost to a 4A team this year, so they're really rolling. I expect them to win tonight to go to the Final Four. Baseball, Fossil Ridge over here in Fort Collins in 5A is right on the cusp of being a host for regionals, which would be huge for them. They've already set a school record for wins in a season. Hosting, obviously, it would be the first time they've hosted in 5A if they do get that. So really, the best season they've ever had. Chris Malamog taking over that team first year, and he's really got them going. And obviously, Rocky Mountain, they're right on that cusp of hosting as well, and they're, the traditional powerhouse in Fort Collins. So excited to get to baseball and then state track this week, which, generally Fort Collins, we have at least 10 individual champs a year. I would expect that to happen again this year. So the track athletes in this city are always pretty incredible.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun as we wrap up the sports season on the high school level. Kevin, the Avalanche go tonight, 7:30. I've called for a sweep. Brian's got the Avs in 5. Where are you sitting at?
I would say probably Avs in 6 would be my best guess.
All right,
the Blues can score. They're a good hockey team.
Yeah, they're a good team, and they have a lot of guys that were on that won a Stanley Cup with them, and Binnington is playing well. So I think they're dangerous. I think it's going to be a really tough series.
Now, well, we're going to be looking forward to that, Kevin. Again, 7:30 tonight. Kevin, where can people follow along and see the great work you do?
Yeah, I'm at Kevin_Lytle on Twitter, and coloradoin.com is our website.
All right. Are we good? Do we need couples therapy?
We'll hash it out over a round of golf sometime this summer.
All right. You're going down. I'm just telling you. The last time I golfed, I hit the first two into the lake. So you're going down for sure. A lot of confidence.
We can play as three, and I'll kick both of your butts.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
No, I was kidding about that, Kevin. I was just talking smack to Tanner.
Don't worry, my golf game is very subpar, so I'm never offended by someone saying they can beat me at golf, because it's probably true.
Mine is sub-double bogey, so you're doing better than me.
That's right. Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins, Colorado. Kevin, appreciate your time as always, my man.
Thanks, fellas. Good talking to you.
Thanks. That's Kevin Lionelier with the Fort Collins, Colorado on 850 The Time. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up this edition of Good Morning NOCO, presented by our buddy Dusty Rhodes over at Air Solutions, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.